and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of Consumer Calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMNR Development ITT Village, Enterprise Side Store, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls.
All right, let's do the consumer calls. Right now it is 9:12, and once again, the phone lines are somewhat open. Let's go to them right away. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Consumer Calls. What do you have for us today?
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm having a sale, garage sale, at 866 Concord Drive, Bartlesville. It'll be through Wednesday from 8 to for it whenever, from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have golf clubs, picture frames, clothing, a lateral file cabinet, chest of drawers, washstand and bowl and pitcher. We have an iron bed, antique bed that would go good in a cabin out on the lake. We have wall tapestries, kitchen items, and a lot of miscellaneous. We have a lot of Christmas things, trees different items, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so we'd like to invite everybody over to see what we have, and you can come too.
All right. Well, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate
that. Well, have a good day, and thank you so much.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. There you go. And that's how we do it. Buy, sale, trade. We do garage sales, yard sales, just about anything. Hi. Good morning. Welcome. You are on Consumer Calls.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
This is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hey, I'm calling from the Lions Club. We are excited about our Christmas tree sales again this year.
Oh, yes. Tell us more.
We have had a tremendous grand opening last weekend. We sold over half of our trees already, so we encourage everyone to come out early. We are open in the evenings from 4 to 8. Saturday, 11 to 7, I'm sorry, and Sunday, 12 to 5. Our beautiful trees are from Michigan. We have balsam and Douglas firs, white pine, and the gorgeous Black Hill spruce tree. Our trees range in height from about 4 feet to about 9 feet. Prices are from $35 to about $100 a tree. And the money that we raise goes back into the community, of course, to fund projects that we have. One of our favorite projects is to help people with their prescription eyeglasses and the exams at the doctor's office for eyeglasses. So we encourage everyone to come out and buy a Christmas tree. Bring the whole family. Take a photo. We've got a Photoshop area where you can take a great picture with your tree. And we also sell tree stands and the disposal bags. So our lot is at 2900 Southeast Tuxedo Boulevard, one half block west of Highway 75, and we are selling them out fast. We expect to be sold out by Sunday, so don't wait.
Well, Mike, you know, I drive by there on the way to work. Of course, mostly it's dark, but when I come back on the way home, goodness sakes, those trees are nicely shaped. I mean, those are really nice.
I think this is one of the best shipments that we have had. They're just beautiful. There's not a bad tree in the lot. So I encourage everyone to come out early and purchase a Christmas tree.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn. Appreciate it. And good luck with the Lions. There you go. Great organization here in town. And this is Consumer Calls. Buy, sell, trade. Make an announcement. What you got at 918-336-1400. And once again, no business advertising, licensed vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattress, and box screen. Other than that, we're doing pretty good. We're going to take a time out here for a family Christmas album. And pay attention to this. Nice holiday message.
The Family Christmas Album is being brought to you by Bartnett IP.
It's storm season.
Storms can play havoc with the internet, causing interruption of service.
Hardnet IP internet service is always ready to act quickly to get your service up and running again.
Hardnet IP's customer service is priority one when it comes to providing quality internet service, as well as keeping customers happy with internet service in their home or business. Hardnet IP, your internet service provider, providing you with quality high-speed internet. 918-333-2208.
Focus on the Family presents A Christmas Moment. The wonder of Christmas is that ordinary things take on extraordinary meanings. Listen now as a young woman remembers her father's simple act of compassion.
It was a cold winter evening in December, and my parents were eating dinner at a nice restaurant, and they were sitting by the window, and as they were talking, a homeless person came up and tapped on the window, and he motioned that he was very cold, especially his hands. My dad just felt very taken by this and wanted to go out and give him his gloves. While they were walking out to the car, the man was still there, and so my dad immediately just gave him his gloves. And so my parents came up with the idea of us each packing a bag lunch, decorating it with a Christmas story, and then wrapping a pair of gloves that we had bought, and then individually handing them out to the homeless people for Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas from Focus on the Family.
The Family Christmas Album has been brought to you by Barnett IP.
Another pleasant day ahead of us here. Very spring-like weather pattern over the next several days. This is going to be dominated with sunshine today, a few high clouds, northwest winds at 10 miles per hour, temperatures upper 60s and lower 70s. Thursday morning starts in the lower 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, 77. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour, nearing record highs for part of the area. Friday in the 70s. Over the weekend, a weak system could bring a shower or two, but mostly to the south. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Sunshine 43, K1.
Congratulations to Wooden Buffalo for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Wooden Buffalo will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1. KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
K1 News Time is now 919. It is Consumer Calls, and our phone lines are open at 918-336-1400 for you to buy, sell, trade, or even give away. Right now, we do have, of course, the big garage sale going on at 866 Concord in Bartlesville. That'll be going on today, tomorrow, and Friday. Also, Evelyn with the Lions Club reminding us that the trees are going fast out there on Tuxedo Boulevard. Make sure you go out there and get a great one for your home, and for maybe even for your business too if you haven't got one up already. And everything else, of course, this is kind of like the online mall for y'all. So if you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, let's do it right here at 918-336-1400. And sometimes we even put out the 1-800 number, 1-800-749-5936. You can do it that way, too. We want to thank our sponsor today, the Audio Video Doctor.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Good morning. It's 921. Time now for the Morning Energy Report.
Look out below. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Act. To say that November was a bad month for oil prices is an understatement, although the bulk of the drop occurred within the last few days of the month, thanks to anxiety sparked by the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. While health officials are still trying to crunch the data to definitively say just how bad this variant is, just the threat that there could be a new wave of lockdowns in key countries is enough to have oil traders heading for the exits. With Australia already delaying its reopening and Japan banning foreign foreign visitors. Some analysts are saying thousands of barrels in oil demand could be at risk. Meanwhile, all eyes are on OPEC Plus, meeting later this week in a session that is expected to decide whether the consortium will delay planned production increases, a very strong possibility given the worry over the variant and the White House release with other countries of oil from their respective reserves. The U.S. benchmark crude plunged almost 21% in November, while the global benchmark Brent lost more than 16% on the month. For both benchmarks, it's the steepest monthly decline since March of last year, when the pandemic first took hold in a big way. On Tuesday, the NYMEX January crude contract fell 5.4%, ending at $66.18 a barrel, the lowest front month price since August 23rd. Strong production growth and warmer weather forecast for much of the U.S. caused natural gas prices to drop sharply on Monday and yesterday. After losing more than 11% on Monday, the January NYMEX natural gas contract fell another 5.9% on Tuesday, ending at $4.56 a million BTUs, a 16% loss on the month. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
K1 News Time is 9:24, and this is Consumer Calls here at K1, the one you trust, and our phone lines are open right now at 336-1400. That's 918-336-1400 with items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or even if you've just got something special to say, or a yard sale, garage sale, something that's going on in your neighborhood, we'd like to hear about it. No business advertising, licensed vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses and box springs. Everything else is pretty much fair game, and believe me, we've just about heard it all. But sometimes we still get surprised. We're open to surprises. 9:25 is our time, and it's at 43 degrees as we're looking for a sunny high today of 69 degrees. As you heard Alan Crone just a little bit ago tell you, we might even get near 80 on Thursday with sunshine. How you like that for December weather? Sure beats that February we had last year, doesn't it? Oh, yes, indeed, it does. Time now for the Doggone Report right here on K1.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Sing along if you know the words, kids. All righty, it's time for our Doggone Report. We got a gone cat, though. It's a female, and it's a calico, a tortoise shell, a domestic short hair, lost in the Dewey Garden Rock Apartments area. If you find this cat with a little ring marking around her tail, please contact Jen. She misses the cat. So, 918-860-1023. All righty, there you go. And remember, the Doggone Report is heard each of our stations daily, and when we get an announcement, we air it for at least 10 days before discarding it. However, if your animal is lost or found within that time period, let us know so we can discontinue airing the announcement. All you have to do is go to our website, which is BartlesvilleRadio.com, and click on the Community tab, and then click on Doggone Report, and it'll take you right there for where you need to know to type all your information in, and we can get that out there for you. We got to do a few things first before we put it out on the web, though. But if your animal has been found, you need to call us immediately at 918-336-1001, and that way we can take it off there. Also, you can email your lost or found animal information to Sharon at BartlesvilleRadio.com, and once again, we're here to help you out. So there you go, and that's your Doggone Report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
It's that time of year where you'll begin to wonder whether to get a real tree or put up an artificial one. A live, real Christmas tree will invoke memories of Christmases past. The Bartlesville Lions Club on Tuxedo Boulevard has beautiful live Christmas trees starting at $35. Proceeds go to support local nonprofit organizations. The Bartlesville Lions Club is open weekdays from 4 to 7, Saturday noon to 7, and Sunday noon to 5. Hurry in and get your Christmas tree while supplies last at the Bartlesville Lions Club on Tuxedo.
I remember around that time going through my Bible, and I saw Ephesians 4, verse 29, and it says, "Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it would benefit to those who listen."
You want to pray for your child, but you might not be sure where to start. Jody Burnt has a great suggestion on Focus on the Family.